This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Time now for a Connections close-up interview. We are joined by Nadira McDonald from North Shore Community College. Welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
These feature interviews are brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. So, Nadira, you're the program, the Gateway to College program, has earned another, kind of an achievement award. Maybe share with us that award, and then we'll talk more about the program to fill folks in on what it's all about.
Sure. So the award was called the Program of Excellence Award. It recognizes gateway programs across the country who exceed or meet all four of the benchmarks set by the Gateway National Network. And those benchmarks are first-year persistence, second-year persistence, three-year graduation rate, and a number of achieved credits by students. And so this is our second year receiving the recognition, and it symbolizes that we're making a positive impact on the lives of the students that we serve, and the majority of whom are first-generation and low-income.
So the point here is that students, can enroll in North Shore Community College, but the goal is obviously to complete the program that they've entered, and that's in recognition of this, correct?
Exactly. So it's an arm of early college that uses dual enrollment, as you mentioned, as a high school completion strategy for students who have either fallen behind in credits or have dropped out and are reengaging through this program. So it allows them to earn a high school diploma by taking college courses that count both for high school and college credit at the same time.
So when these students graduate with the community college degree, they will be of various ages. Does that sound right?
They are of various ages. The majority of students come, we target students between the ages of 16 and 21. The majority of students enter our program are 17, 18 years old. And they, not all of them earn a degree by the time they graduate, but they do earn a high school diploma and a significant amount of college credits that they can then apply towards a degree or certificate at North Shore or towards a transfer to a four-year college or university.
I think a lot of, I've worked with at-risk students in my other career, and Nadira, and the one thing is it's one element to get a student to a North Shore Community College or even consider a community college. It's a huge then leap to enter a program and complete a program, another huge leap. And so that is in recognition of how much that effort it does take to make this happen.
Yeah, it's definitely a collective effort. It definitely we try to really leverage the resources within the program itself. Each student has their own individualized success coach who checks in with them on a regular basis and provides sort of case management, social-emotional support, and academic advising. And then we take advantage of all the resources at the college itself, tutoring support, accessibility services, crisis counseling. And then the students are dually enrolled, and so they still have access to some of the resources at their local high school as well. So we really try to build a wraparound support network around each individual student, and they each have their own individualized graduation plan.
Now, and obviously the programs vary, correct? I mean, they're not enrolled in one particular program. They're enrolled in the program that they want to enroll in, correct?
Do you mean a pathway?
As far as the actual academic pathway, whatever it is they are looking for.
Right. So the advisors help them figure out what their major or pathway is going to be, and we try our best to align their high school graduation requirements, the courses that they take with their graduation requirements, and a pathway at North Shore. So a lot of the times they're taking care of their general education courses during their time with us.
Oh, I got you. Okay. The other thing I think is that I think folks maybe want to know is where are the students coming from? Because North Shore has campuses in Danvers and in Lynn, and maybe another one. I'm not sure if you still have that other one. But tell me about where the students are, what cities they come from.
Sure. We do operate on both campuses. Our larger districts are Lynn, Revere, Salem. We also partner with Salem Academy, Excel Academy in East Boston. And then on the Stoneham, we have partnership with East Ipswich, with Masconomet, to name a few. Yeah. So we're kind of like all over the place, all over the North Shore.
I imagine this is, you know, when you look at a program to help students, this seems to me to be a vast program, because just in that last response you gave me, it speaks about the breadth, if you will, of your outreach for all of this. Does that make sense?
It does, and unfortunately, the program growth has was impacted by COVID. We're a newer program. We're only in our fifth year. And we've had some success with students so far, and we've been trying to grow our enrollment to just increase that impact in the North Shore. However, we're still kind of behind in enrollment because not a lot of people know about the program and about the opportunity. And so interviews like this kind of help get the word out.
Well, let's get the word out then. So. Give me an example of a target student, if you will, where they may be at. I mean, I know this completely varies from student to student, but and how the program can help.
All right. So our students come to us for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they are truant in high school due to either family issues, personal barriers. Sometimes they are students who just had a rough year and had to repeat a grade. And now they're much older than their classmates, and they need a more mature environment. We have students who have struggled with mental health disorders and are getting the support they need now and just need, like, an opportunity or a second chance to complete their education. And I'll just give an example of one student that who came to us who had dropped out of high school and was considering ending their life at one point, and got a little bit of support from the district and was kind of referred to this program. That student was able to find hope within the program, complete the program, and now is continuing in college and pursuing a degree. So that I think that's powerful, and that's sort of what the program is about. It's what it's intended to do, is to inspire and support students to push through obstacles and defeat odds and reach their highest potential.
And I know that the community college is such a resource for this area for students of all different types in all various situations. But the academics that they offer, the school to work programs they offer, all of that, and certainly. Reaching the students that really need the help, is your program, kind of within the school itself is so huge for, to make a difference on the North Shore.
Yes, absolutely.
Nadira, anything else you'd like to share with us about the program? Certainly I want folks to get your contact information or have you share some of that contact information if they are interested in the program. But anything else you'd like to share with us about the Gateway to College program?
So the Gateway to College program at North Shore, we are one of seven programs across the state, and each program is sort of a little bit different. So even if you are not on the North Shore necessarily and you are interested in the Gateway program, there might be one at a community college near you. My contact information is on our website, so if you were able to go to www.northshore.edu/gateway, you could find information there about the program and contact information for myself and the staff.
All right. Well, Nadira, we appreciate your time and certainly the work that you and your staff do there at North Shore Community College, making a positive difference here in the area. And again, thanks for taking some time to share this story with our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Nadira McDonald from North Shore Community College. I'm Bill Newell on Connections here on North Shore MSONewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.